really been a minute since I actually put out a podcast. I would say it's been like, what, a year, 2 years, something like that. I'm back. I was debating about going ahead and re-beginning my podcast next season, but because if we're being honest, the Mets are just going to suck this season, man. I mean, Adrian Hauser, Luis Severino, Sean Manaea. I mean, Julio Teheran pitched for us. I highly doubt that we're going to be competitive. Granted, they haven't been terrible, besides for Hauser, who was fucking terrible today. But, I mean, I don't see this team going anywhere. So I was like, do I go ahead and for my first podcast in 2 years, should I really go ahead and make it be about this crappy team? And I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. So I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the All Out of Mets podcast. My name is Mendy. Let's get right into it, baby. Here we go. The Mets lose a game today. They were down 6-0. Adrian Hauser was just giving up hits left and right. I mean, he was getting spanked around out there. Absolutely getting smacked left and right, whether it's Ozuna, Olsen, Riley, Acuna, Albies. Everyone was getting involved, man. It was a tough watch. It got to a point where I'm like, you know what? Should I go ahead and just change the channel? Maybe put on the Rangers game, watch a little bit of the Knicks game. Shout out to my Celtics. First team in NBA history to not shoot one free throw this an entire game. That has never happened before. But it happened to the Celtics today. So special shout out to my Celtics. And I was like, no. You know why? No. Because being a Mets fan is a sickness. No normal person could go ahead and deal with the shit that we deal with every season, whether we're good or whether we're bad. I mean, the season has gotten off to such a bad start that Gary Cohen, five games into the season, maybe six, was like getting no hit through five. We're 0-5. No one's in the stadium, which is so funny. Like, I always think it's funny when a ballpark is empty. But I wish I'd go to those games, because I'm the type of guy to go ahead and just take over the stadium. Like, cheer and yell and root on the Mets or boo the Mets. Lindor would definitely get a brunt of it, because my God, he's the most useless shortstop offensively I have ever seen in my life. I mean, holy shit, we're paying $341 million for a rich man, Ruben Tejada. God, he's terrible. But I'm like, it's freezing cold. I'm not going to call off of work to go to a Mets game, especially when you're down 0-5. But anyways, back to this game. Hauser was getting spanked around. And I continue watching. And then the Mets get a little bit of something going. Man on first and second for Pete. AJ Minter on the mound. Pete hits a blast. Like, okay, we're back in it. We cut it to the half. And oh man, I was into it. Go ahead. And the bullpen did its job today. I mean, I can't blame the bullpen. Cisco did his job for what he is. He did his job. Goes to the ninth inning. I'm like, yeah, we're not gonna come back, but I'm not gonna turn it off now. I wasted 2.5 hours of my fucking life watching this team lose 6-0 against the Atlanta Braves. Bunch of trailer park white trash. Fuck Atlanta Braves, man. I hate their fans. I hate their team. They're just so good that I'm jealous of them. It's kind of why I fucking hate them. Not gonna lie to you. Must be nice having everyone locked up to a lifetime contract for pennies on the dollar. I can't relate. Because the Mets don't lock up their young players, but at the same time, the Mets also don't win. So yeah, fuck you, Atlanta. Fucking jealous of you. But anyways, the ninth inning comes. And there's a comeback. Harrison Bader, who had two hits. But man, he's a dumbass. Why would you go for second on a single is beyond me. You're not Byron Buxton fast. You're not Volpe fast. You're Harrison Bader. You're a white guy. How fast are you going to run? Looks good. Handsome guy. But not a fast guy. Tell you that. He gets canned by Jared Kelenic. I'm telling you right now. If you don't think that Jared Kelenic is going to haunt the Mets on the Braves, you are so wrong. I don't care if he was hitting 0-33 like fucking Lindor is, because Lindor is a bum. But he's going to crush us. One of these games is going to be an important game, and he's going to come up in the ninth inning and just spank us. You know it's coming. You know it's coming, because that's just how it is being a Mets fan. You know that something like that is coming. Always does. I mean, look at Travis d'Arnaud. He was so good for them that they traded William Contreras, who also spanked us up on the Brewers, because at this point, who doesn't spank us up? Pause. But, I mean, being a Mets fan is fucking brutal. It's terrible. As I look at my Edwin Diaz bobblehead with the trumpets, I mean, there's just so much to talk about, and there's nothing really good to talk about besides for Brett Beatty. Kudos to Brett Beatty. I actually played against Brett Beatty in high school. He took me deep. I mean, are we shocked that a Major League Baseball player took a podcaster deep? No. But he killed me in high school, man. He was a hell of a player in Texas. And all the Mets fans were so easy to give up on a 21, 22-year-old kid, which is crazy to me. And he's batting over 300 this season with hits in every game, man. I mean, he's a stud. I love Brett Beatty, and I will forever be a Brett Beatty fan. I can't root against him. We have just an absolute waste of a human being in Omar Navarez. I mean, good guy, I'm sure. So I shouldn't say waste of a human being, but just waste of a roster space. Guy can't do shit. I mean, like, I have to be honest. If I picture myself as a MLB catcher, I would probably picture myself as Omar Navarez. Unathletic, can barely hit, although he did have a big hit today. But behind the plate, oh my God, he's awful. Awful. Ugh. God, he sucks. Oh my God. Listen, Navarez better hit, because if I have to watch that defense and he goes 0-4, I don't know what I would do. Because it's brutal watching that man play. Brutal. It's terrible. I mean, it's just horrendous. I don't like watching Omar Navarez play. Okay, I'm not going to bully on the backup catcher anymore, but he's awful. Francisco Lindor, you are useless from the left side. I know you had a single today in the ninth inning, but that was your second hit in 32 at-bats from the left side. And I'm no mathematician, but I'm smart enough to know that the math ain't good on two hits out of 32 at-bats. Let me tell you, Lindor, you fucking suck this season. Jesus Christ. $341 million to hit 0.033 and then have a couple of hits this series and raise it to 0.0883. I mean, jeez, you have what, four more hits than me and $341 million richer than me? Jeez, where do I sign up for that? I mean, Lindor is hopefully turning it around, because I really want him to do well. I'm a Mets fan. I don't want any of them to suck, but it's just what I'm trained to think and believe off of just being a Mets fan. I don't remember the last time being a Mets fan brought me joy. I was born in 2000, so I've seen a World Series in 2015, but they lost, so I wasn't even happy. But other than that, I mean, the season is usually over in June when they go into the month like 40-21 or 39-19. And then June comes, and they come out of June, and there's like 31 days in June, 30 days in June, and they come out with 28 losses, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? We were in first place, now we're with the Marlins. It's just every season the same shit. And then, of course, here comes Lindor in August and September, when the Mets are 14 games out of first place and 10 games out of the wild card with 9 games left to play. I mean, here he comes, man, hitting 420, 25 homers. That's just what he is. That bald lunatic, Salicata, on WFAN, I think he's a moron, but he is entertaining, so he does do his job. He did have a good point, though. It doesn't look like Lindor is really having fun. I don't really believe that he could handle New York. I don't think that he could handle a guy like me bashing him every day. And I don't enjoy bashing him. I don't want to bash Lindor. We paid him $341 million. When I go ahead and I pay $19 for my overcooked chicken tenders and fries that taste like... actually, City Field food, not that bad. I'll give it like a 5 out of 10, 4 out of 10. Not that bad. But $19 is insane. And then my $675 Sprite. And it just got to a point where every time I check out and it's $40... A big part of it is because of that $341 million contract that we gave to Lindor to hit .083 until August and September comes when the Mets are in fourth place. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Oh, yeah, Lindor has a 4.5 PF war minus negative 2,000 mini helmet riddle. Like, I don't care about these analytics, mate. The eye test doesn't lie. When you watch games constantly and you see that the guy could go ahead with a jumbo bat up and the pitcher is going to throw a 45-mile-per-hour beach ball, he'll still miss it from the left side. I mean, the guy's horrendous. Let's just call it what it is. There has to be serious consideration to make him a full-time right-handed batter. I mean, it can't be much worse than 2 for 32. What's he going to do? Go 0 for 32? Oh, wow. Let me tell you, because those two blue pit singles. Yeah. I mean, come on. What are we doing? I'm so sick of Mets fans hyping up such a below average shortstop. I've never seen it in my life. And then everyone goes back to, oh, yeah, well, Pete Alonso's also struggling. Pete Alonso. Like, for some stupid reason, Met fans, whenever you bash Lindor, oh yeah, but Pete Alonso, he's also, Pete Alonso didn't get a $341 million contract, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Alonso, on a bad year, hits .210 with 45 bombs. And that's what Pete Alonso does. Know what Lindor does? He'll give you maybe a .245. 240 batting average, 20 homers, 80 RBIs for $341 million. Worse than Jason Bay. Worse than Jason Bay. How much did Corey Seager get? Not $341 million. How much did Trey Turner get? Not $340. Oh, yeah, well, you don't know the stats of the negative zip war FP that Lindor is technically not worth $341 million. He's actually worth $2.7 billion. So the fact that the Mets are only paying him $341 million based off of stats that don't exist with a bunch of random letters that don't mean anything. That's how you're going to tell me that Lindor is good. Watch a Mets game. Watch him pop out every damn time and then tell me he's good, you fucking morons. You Lindor stands are unbearable. You pay him $341 million. He can't even bat 100. Never mind batting his weight. Batting his weight would mean that he's going to have to get a hit in at least the next 3 games, and we both know that that's not going to happen. What are we going to do? We're going to cheer him on, giving a standing ovation because it worked in Philly with Trey Turner. I don't give a fuck about what happened in Philly. I hate Philly. I hate Philly. And it's so funny because the people going ahead and saying, oh yeah, we have to give a standing go to Lindor and this and that, blah, 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 are the same people who aren't going to go to the game.
They're the same people who are not going to leave the house, and they're going to go ahead and they're going to watch the game on the TV and then bitch on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, and be like, oh my God, we're such a toxic fan base. Why are we not giving a man who's batting 0.73 a standing ovation? Oh my God, you guys are so classless. So go to the game and give him a standing ovation yourself. But no, you wouldn't do it because you morons don't care enough, which is exactly why you think that he's good. Lindor doesn't deserve a standing ovation. A standing ovation for what? A standing ovation for what? Imagine I come to work every day and I fucking suck. And I'm the highest paid employee. And I haven't been good in over a month. You think that my boss is gonna go ahead? Well, not over a month, but 2 weeks. And I go ahead and my boss is going to go ahead and come in and give me a big hug. Be like, Mendy, you know, you costed us a couple of million dollars. But come on, Mendy, you know, like, do better. No, he's going to sit me down like a man. He's going to be like, Mendy, what the hell is going on here? When do we become so soft that we cheer on a bunch of losers? I mean, we always cheered on a bunch of losers. We're the fucking Mets. But like, encourage them when they're bad. Like a standing ovation. Like, oh, okay, that's still my shortstop. Yeah. No, guys, come on. I'm sorry, but it isn't my job to go ahead and care about a $341 million shortstop's feelings. It isn't my problem. If you can't handle New York, ask to get traded. I would love to get rid of your salary. And the worst part is, Lindor is a likable guy, man. He's a likable guy. He's a good guy. He's a good leader, but he fucking sucks. Let's just call it what it is. The guy can't hit. He can't hit from the left side. So something has to change. Something needs to change. I can't keep on watching Lindor and knowing that the best thing that's going to possibly happen is maybe get a blue pit. Know who gets blue pits? Joey Wendell. How much are we paying Joey Wendell? I mean, give me a break here. What are we doing? Come on. If you can't handle New York's pressure, don't take the New York money when it comes. Just don't. Say no thank you. Kevin Gausman did it. Players have done it in the past. Yamamoto did it. Don't do it. Don't take the money. But don't go ahead and then rely on us for motivation to live up to your $341 million contract. Come on. What are we doing? And there's one other bone that I have to pick that I'm really upset at. And that's with David Stearns. You go ahead and you sign Severino, Minaya. You trade for Hauser. You had Tyler McGill. Kodai is on the shelf. So you're going to call up Jose Budo when you can. And guys like that. They have been good. Besides for Hauser today, the Mets rotation hasn't been terrible. Severino got fucked by the errors, man. Oh, yeah. By the way, I was told that this is supposed to be a fantastic, fun, amazing defensive team. It's brutal, man. They suck. It is brutal out there. But anyways, on a good day, these guys are maybe going to give you 6 innings maximum. Maybe. And then people wonder why our bullpen is taxed and unavailable 11 games into the season. If they're pitching half the game every damn day, what do you expect? I mean, David Stearns, what are we doing here? It's so easily laid out for you. Invest in the bullpen. I mean, I don't understand the plan. What did you think was going to happen? If they can only go 5 innings, and most relievers pitch 1 inning, That's four pitchers a night. I mean, I'm trying to think of the knowledge of going into a season knowing that on a good night, you're going to get maximum six innings. I remember when back in the day, pitchers on a bad night went seven innings. Now on a good night, it's maybe six if you're lucky. It's crazy. And then you wonder why the bullpen is taxed and Edwin Diaz is unavailable. Well, yeah, you used Edwin Diaz in these non-save situations because the Mets going to fucking get Lindor, DJ Stewart, who had a big hit last night. Shout out to DJ Stewart. Biggest hit of his Mets career. Going to get cut soon, but good guy. Funny, I have a funny story about DJ Stewart. I was sitting in the Cadillac Club September 11th last season, watching Aaron Rodgers tear his ACL on like those personal chairs, TV, whatever. It was really cool. And you're really close to the players, like really, really close. It's really cool. And I decided to go on FanDuel and see what were the odds for DJ Stewart to get a single. And I think it was like plus 1,100 because he ain't good. But go ahead. I yell, "Hey, DJ, I'm going to get $5. I'll bet $5 on you to get a single. I'll win whatever it was, 30, 40, 50 bucks, whatever it was." He was like, "Yeah, do it." Or I think he said that. Or maybe he ignored me. But anyways, I bet the $5 and he fucking struck out. As I should have expected because the odds were so good. But who knows? Okay, I go back. The bullpen is going to get taxed because there's no starting pitching. The starting pitching, there's no length in it. Severino is never going to go seven innings. Manaea is never going to go seven innings. Adrian Houser is never going to go seven innings. What are we doing here? It's just right in front of you. How do you build a team around starters who can't play the role of being a starter? Imagine I go ahead and I show up to a rugby team and I just begin playing. I'll have no clue what I'm doing. Going ahead and building a rotation of starters who are not capable of being starters, what are you doing? A starter has to give you length. It has to give you length. There's no length. There's zero length. It's pathetic. But it is what it is. I think that this is a 73-win team, 75-win team. It's not going to be a good season for us Mets fans. There's so much more that I have to talk about, but I'm going to save it for another episode. Maybe I'll put out an episode once a week, maybe twice a week. But it's good to get the first one back out there. It's really been a minute. I missed y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it, don't care.